This call is being recorded.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello, hello.
How are you this fine day?
I'm okay. I've got this horrendous cold, but other than that, I'm good.
Oh, God. You sound awful.
Thank you.
No offense.
And it was a good way to sound for a one-way webcam interview today.
No.
Where like I read the question on the screen and there's my like old sad turkey looking face on the screen looking at me and recording my every answer.
Just lovely. Let me see. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, guys, what's up?
How are you today?
Well, it was a snow day in Morgantown.
That's right. And then Pittsburgh, too.
Yep. So I took the afternoon off and did daddy daycare.
That's not bad. That's not the worst thing in the world.
We had a good time. Went to Chick-fil-A for lunch. We went to Dick's to look for softball gear because she signed up for softball. We got Dairy Queen. Now we're watching a movie.
Sweet.
Yep.
Excellent. All right, you and Patrick are on so far. Has anyone called in that I can't see? Okay, good.
Can you still hear me, Tom?
Yeah, but you keep muting yourself.
Well, if you can hear me, what?
Now I can hear you, but I can see that you're muting yourself.
Okay, so... You did not answer my question. So, okay, I'm good to go.
Okay. Keenan's on. Bob's on. Good deal.
What, Bob Lochner?
Yes.
Present.
Well, you're like breaking your record.
What, one meeting in a row?
Yeah, his record of like, I thought he was getting how many misses can you get within a season of board meetings?
Hey, don't bust his chops. That's my Bob you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, what's going on, buddy?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Good. Keenan, say hello.
Hey.
Okay, great. We've got you. All right, cool. Your sound is good. You were muted for a second when you first came on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, good. We're waiting for a few others. Jason and Patrick, just Folio and I just got off, so he'll be in. John A. Jason, you're on now. Hey, Jason. Thought I saw him pop on.
Tom, I have a serious question before we start.
I'm listening. Jason's on now.
Yeah.
All right. Question is, Woodford Reserve double oaked or Elijah Craig small batch barrel proof?
Say that first one. I didn't get it.
Woodford Reserve double oaked.
Yeah, don't do the Elijah Craig. Personally, I'm not a fan.
Okay. I'll go with Woodford.
Yeah, it's a lot. If you like a smooth drinking bourbon, and it's got a real oaky flavor, you'll like that one. The other one is just a little too turpentine-y for me.
At 124.2 proof, I can see that.
Yeah, it's a flamethrower for sure. Eric, did you make it on? Is that you? Who just joined us? 301.
This is Allie, actually.
Hi, Allie. Thank you for being
here.
We're just waiting for a couple more and we'll get started.
Okay, no worries.
Hey, Jason, can you put on the agenda, please?
Yeah, I'll pull it up now.
Thanks. Most guys, I don't expect Matt Loft. I traded a few messages with him this week, but I'm not expecting him.
Well, it depends on how the weather is and where Winkleman lives, because if he can't be driving in the car, he can't be on the call.
Yeah, let me text him real quick.
That's so weird that you have a phone service that only allows you to call out while you're in a mobile device.
All right, Patrick, you're on now. All right. My technology is really different tonight. Okay. We're going to... It is 5:02, and we do have quite a bit, and then we've got a 7 o'clock council advisors meeting. So I want to get everything rolling, and let's just roll through it. So I'm calling this Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter Board of Directors meeting for March to order. If you're able to log on to Uber Conference, and the agenda will be placed up there if you need to. John, would you mind calling roll for us, please?
Sure, Bob Loftner, AP68, regional leader for Pittsburgh.
Present.
Anthony Twongrail, AP359, regional leader for Charleston. Ken Burko, AP367, regional leader for the Carolinas.
Present.
Patrick Clark, AP67, historian.
Present.
Jordan Feathers, AP438, VP, chief risk officer.
Present.
Craig Winkleman, AP69, VP Fundraising. Jason Hyatt, AP466, VP Chief Information Officer.
I'm here.
John George is here. Patrick Folio, AP147, Treasurer, Chief Financial Officer.
Yo.
Eric Baldwin, AP412, VP Chief Operating Officer. And I still have you as current regional leader for DC.
He said he was 50-50. He may be joining us later.
Okay, thanks. Tom Begley, AP284, President and Chief Executive Officer.
I am present.
And who else is on the phone today?
Well, let me get to them in just a second, and I will introduce them to you so that you know for the record. I'll do that here in just a minute. I'm going to go a little out of order. Can I have a motion, please, to dispense with the readings of last month's minute?
So moved.
67. Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you for that. That was Patrick Folio. Without opposition? Okay, great. I am going to, I've got the absolute privilege of introducing two people that are joining our call today. And I'm gonna go in order as they are on the agenda. We had the opportunity to the associate chapter elect executive council members, and we're joined today by the associate archon, Keenan Batten. And I will say this before I kind of turn it over to him, just to give us a quick update on how things are going. When I got the to Morgantown, and Patrick and Jordan might be able to attest to this, we saw the election process. I can't say that we were vocally rooting, because we weren't and we couldn't. But when the Archon speeches were taking place, I think I speak for Patrick and Jordan saying that we were blown away by the presentation that Keenan made. He is he's a junior rising senior, and he's from Morgantown. He attended University High School. He's a finance major and looking to do banking after graduation. This kid is just, you know, all around great. He's already handled a couple of situations that have come up and popped up like a seasoned pro. And I am thrilled to call him our archon and our leader for our associate chapter. So Keenan Batten is with us, and Keenan, welcome. Welcome aboard. I'm glad that you could join us today. And guys, let's just give him a big welcome, and let's let him tell us what's going on with the associates.
Woo!
Go. All righty. Thank you, guys. So far, things are looking pretty promising for us. It was a bit of a slow start, just getting everyone in. We have about 66 members right now, I think, and I don't know. Every single one of them has been, they're outstanding people. I've got a chance to meet everyone now in the chapter. Some people show up to more events than others, but yeah, we're looking at a great group of guys. Like, they're all, you know, they like to be involved. And so with that being said, we've been trying to schedule, well, actually our first philanthropy is this Friday, and you know, everyone's really excited for that, even though we have to, because of it, we have to end up working it until like 2:30 in the morning. I don't know, things are looking promising. We're, as Tom already mentioned, we already, I did deal with some issues that the chapter had. The only issue really that I saw so far with the chapter, and, that issue has been dealt with this previous week. And with that being said, that's the only obstacle so far that we've had to face, which seems like good news to me. Things are looking good. I'm already working with, I'm on pretty good grounds already with the head of Greek life, Dr. Richardson. I've been trying to get into meetings with him and let him know how the chapter's been doing, and letting him know that, you know, everyone has been doing great, and we all anticipate to be, hopefully in the short coming future, leaders in the community and also in Greek life. Everything's looking great.
Good. You know, I don't think he'll toot his own horn. This doesn't sound like that's who he is, but he really did have a real challenging thing come up with a now former associate member, and handled it very gracefully. Unfortunately, too, he's also had to deal with the fact that the guys that we kicked out in 15 apparently had a party, and we're publicizing it amongst sorority girls and others on campus. And, you know, instinctually called, his first call was to Dr. Richardson to let him know, hey, this isn't us. Just want to let you know and aware. Blew Dr. Richardson away, just that he'd have the presence of mind to make that call. So he's handled the first couple challenges very, very adeptly. So looking forward to spending more time with you, Keenan, at Spring Alumni Weekend, and just keep up the good work. I know that you have a associate member ed meeting right now that you probably need to get to. So
it actually got canceled, but
okay. So you're free to stay with us, or if you prefer to drop off, we'd understand that too.
Oh, it's okay. I do have to go soon anyways, but I want to sit in and listen, if sure. You guys don't mind.
Not at all. You stay as long as you'd like. I definitely appreciate it. So Good deal. All right. Our next introduction is we have settled on and are, and I say settled, we are thrilled to finally have named a new chapter advisor for our group. Allison Cannon comes to us from, again, from Dr. Richardson, who she reached out to in hopes of providing some help and with the Greek system and what Dr. Richardson's efforts are on campus. She's a graduate of WVU and both a broadcast journalism and integrated marketing. She was a member of AOPI and knows some of our early 2000s members. So she's got a couple friends that were PICAPs. She is currently working for the WVU Alumni Association and doing a great job with member outreach and working with communication tools and social media. She's got a lot on her plate, but she's going to step in and help us. And I am thrilled to finally have a great, seems like a great leader for us, for our Council of Advisors. So, Allie, welcome. You know, if you'd like to say a word or two about what you're thinking, what you're seeing, we'd love to hear from you.
Sure. Well, first off, thanks for inviting me on your call tonight. I'm really excited to get to know all of you. Just like Tom said, I reached out to Dr. Richardson earlier in the year after the Greek moratorium was issued, and I had a great Greek life experience. So, you know, anything I can give back to the Greek life here at WVU, I'm willing to do. So I'm really excited to partner with you guys and help however Keenan needs assistance or however your alumni chapter needs assistance. I work really closely with special interest groups through the Alumni Association now. So it's kind of a passion project of mine to help, you know, engage and connect people. So if there's anything I can do, I'm really excited to help out. So don't hesitate to reach out to me. Tom has my contact and looking forward to getting to know you, Keenan, and starting the process.
Awesome. Jason, did you hear that? Something we've been thinking about and talking about of establishing a relationship with the Alumni Association. So serendipity, wouldn't you say, Jason?
I'd say so.
Excellent. So we will definitely be in, you will definitely be hearing from us. So, all right, we do have a full plate to get to. So I'm going to jump into the, officer reports. I'm going to start with the regional leaders and Ken, I know you've been inundated with a lot of work. So I want to give you first crack at kind of just letting us know where everything stands.
Sure. Today is the final day to get in your numbers for tickets. I think John and I had talked about trying to work on getting 30 tickets. As of the last person I heard from about 15 minutes ago, we're dead on 30 tickets.
Wow.
So that's pretty neat. So John and I will get together maybe tomorrow. I'll look to give him a quick call in the morning, and he and I can talk about the process from here. I have a feeling that once he speaks with his guy, then we'll get some more specifics, and I'll immediately turn something around, hopefully within a week, to let the people who have spoken up for tickets either go with, I think we're going to go either with Venmo or PayPal. Is that right? I have to relook at the email and get that money in as soon as we can, probably a week after I send out the email. So hopefully this will all be done in 2 weeks and we can be committed 100% to the tickets. So that's where we stand.
Ken, it's Patrick. We're going to go with PayPal right now because Venmo is a little more complicated than I can handle at this point.
Fair enough. Keep it simple.
Exactly.
All right, fine. So as soon as I have something, then I'll reach out to you. So that's the Charlotte update. That's where we're at.
Okay, great. And then, you know, it's just a continuation, just one of some of the stuff that we talked about when we had that little gathering. Yeah. Are we thinking more towards a tailgate or more towards looking for an event to, I mean, a bar or a restaurant to host us for the, before the game?
I'm definitely looking forward to a tailgate the morning of, and possibly having some sort of gathering the night before at a bar downtown.
Okay. Again, just remind me, and I apologize, and did we discuss the kind of the timeline on when we're going to start to research those, perhaps those the event where we could hold it and also the tailgate? I just don't remember.
No, we didn't lock any of that stuff down. I have a feeling that we were going step by step. Now that we've gotten a commitment from 30 people to join us for it, I think that we can now begin that search more in earnest. So I expect to start that tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. And that's something we'll also, when we start getting that events and tailgates, I want to make sure that we get that communicated to the student, the associate chapter, so that they can distribute that information if anybody's doing a road trip for the from the associates.
Excellent.
Okay. I appreciate that. Anything else, Ken?
No, we're good to go.
All right, great. Hey, guys, I did not see that we had one more associate member join us, and that's our undergraduate historian, our associate historian, and his name is Noah Weaver. Noah, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you taking the time to do this. Again, I think the whole executive council is extremely strong, I'm particularly excited to work with Noah. He's already put together an Alpha Rose that's going to be distributed to introduce the a little bit about what they're doing in the executive council. So we should be seeing that fairly soon. Noah, if you'd like to say anything, you're more than welcome to. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Nothing really right now, except for I've got the link out to all the brothers, and I've let them all know to make their PayPal accounts and pay that way, and they don't seem to have a problem with it. So I think we'll be good with PayPal.
Good. Excellent. And again, just as long as you make sure that you continue to let everyone know how excited we are to have them join us, I think some more of the details for that Friday night banquet are starting to materialize, and I'll be talking about that in just in a little bit. But I really want to get you guys excited about it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Let me just see here. I got a note from Craig. All right. Craig Winkleman will not be joining us tonight. All right. Do we have any other regional leaders? Oh, Bob, you're on the call. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Please.
Surprise.
What's going on in Pittsburgh?
So we tried to get together for the social function before the end of the basketball season, but didn't happen. Just unfortunately didn't happen. The biggest thing right now for Pittsburgh area is trying to work with Patrick Carlson, who's heading up the Journey of Hope North leg to try to, when they're coming to Pittsburgh in the beginning of August, trying to get together with, trying to hopefully get him some places to stay, and working with Marty McCowan, who is at Pittsburgh, he's associated with the Pittsburgh chapter, University of Pittsburgh. So the reason I drive Marty in, because he's got affiliation with Pitt, and maybe some dorms these guys can stay in. I guess normally, from what Patrick Carlson tells me, they stay on, could be gym floors, could be church floors, could be whatever, somebody's floor somewhere. So if we could score a gig and get these guys some dorm rooms at Pitt, because that's before Pitt opens, that might be great. And I think it might be a nice function to get together with the guys from, what's it, Delta Upsilon chapter at Pitt.
Yep.
So I think it's a nice gig. So had several, Tom's been privy to that. We've had several conversations going back and forth with Patrick Carlson with the Journey of Hope. So we have, this will be our third year, we've got something together with those people. So stay tuned.
Yeah. We'll, again, the closer we get to April, my nervousness and anxiousness about having things nailed down get higher. But I think we've done everything we could to try to nail that down so that the Journey of Hope coming through, we will we'll make a good showing for them. But I appreciate it, Bob. Good. Tuan did not call in, and Eric's not on for D.C. or Charleston. I know that they're both working on a few things, so we'll hear from them shortly. Okay, let us roll into the officer reports now, and we'll start with our historian, Patrick. What do you got?
Well, first, Allison, welcome. It's so good to have a chapter advisor in place, and I know that you will do a great job coming from a good women's fraternity there at WVU. And are you still involved with AOPI?
I am. I currently serve as their advisor, as one of their advisors right now for alumni relations.
Excellent. Excellent. So welcome to that. Keenan, you
Thank
still
you.
Yeah.
Yes.
My heart goes out to you. 40 years ago this semester, I was a junior in college putting together a chapter for Pi Kappa Phi. Only difference is I had a room of about 20 undergraduates, and I had no alumni. So it was a very different journey for me. And you have got now so much in front of you to support you and your efforts and to make this chapter what we know it can be. And I'm looking forward to working with you on that.
Thank you. Yes, I let Tom know that it is known that we have a really strong alumni connection and that we couldn't be more appreciative for it. Thank you.
Sure. And Noah, the historian of the undergraduates.
Yep.
I look forward to working with you as I try to put the history together of everything since May 16th, 1930, and putting all of this together as the Journey of Pi Kappa Phi WVU. So I look forward to working with you as well.
Good to hear. I'm looking forward to it as well.
For my position, I got a response back this past week from the Marriott Waterfront, which is where we are going to be having the big weekend in the spring of 2019, where we will be having a tsunami of events going on the same weekend. And I will be meeting with them on Friday, April 20, to pull the initial contract together for that. And Patrick, I've kept you in the loop, and Tom, you as some as well, have information back and forth with our crew down at Morgantown at the Marriott. They're still putting themselves together as a management team. And Jeff, who I had initially had conversation with, has now stepped out of the role, as I knew he would. He told me that initially. And Jennifer is in charge of the team that's going to be working with us. So hopefully on that Friday, I'll be able to really nail down some good information from them. And hopefully we'll have something in writing when I walk away from that meeting that we can look at over the weekend and decide what changes we want to have made.
Hey, Patrick, I just wanted to mention that I actually used to work at the waterfront, and I'm very, I would say, well known there, and I'm friends with management there and stuff. So if you come down and you need help setting anything up, please let me know.
I certainly will. And
we will take advantage of that.
Agree. We certainly will.
Hey, it's a great place. I can't believe we're actually having an event there. So that's really exciting.
Well, you know, what we run into when we're having an event as large as we're planning to have is that we immediately knock out so many other places that are good places to have the event. As far as a property, but just can't meet our needs. So I have looking at pulling a number of places together and having different events over the weekend at different places in Morgantown to kind of pull all of it together. We're going to have some flavor of the original chartering of 1930. We're going to have the flavor of new technology. We're going to have, you know, a lot of fun things going on for everybody who's in attendance, from the undergraduate members to the guests that we'll have invited from the university, to the fraternity alums who will be in, as well as the parents who will be in attendance. So we have a lot of things going on that weekend, and I anticipate that I'll probably be going directly from there. I'm going to get a ride from the waterfront to Winter's Funeral Home here in Pittsburgh. And that's where you all can drive up after the event's over and just say your final goodbyes, do a nice little session. Jason, I see you coming on, and I don't want any smart aleck remarks.
I'll just call you back here to Parkersburg, Patrick. I'll have a whole dug and ready, all right?
I want that tree to be ready for me.
But I got to get my violin out. Hold on.
Exactly.
Go ahead. So anyway, I think we're in good shape for the historian stuff that's going on right now. And I look forward to getting together in April for our Spring Alumni Weekend.
Okay, great. There's a couple things that we need to do within a condensed period of time. I don't have a definite timeline on it. We have got to pull together the photographs and get them put on the website. We've got to somehow get that done. Not just the ones that Jay sent recently, but anything that we have, we've got to archive and put out on the website. I want to get that done quickly. We also have to work on making sure that we're documenting everything that's going on currently. So Noah, I've talked to Noah about that a little bit, of making sure that pictures and, you know, all the social media stuff that they're doing to capture what's happening over the course of these next three semesters for both the alumni chapter events plus the associate chapter events. We've got to get tons of pictures because we will use them that weekend. Also, I want to make sure that we're very clear. And I think I've stated this to Keenan, but I want to make sure that we reiterate it here, is that we will be hosting that weekend. We will be celebrating the 40th anniversary of the rechartering of Alfa Row in 1978 that weekend. We want to, and our design is to make sure that we're also celebrating the rechartering of your group. And the only ones that can make that officially happen is you guys. So not to put too much pressure on you, but you got to get stuff done to make sure that we're having a kick-ass event where we're celebrating you guys and remembering our 40th rechartering event as well.
And Keenan, if you want to start thinking of a couple of guys whom you believe would be really good at this event planning portion to sit on my team as we start moving through now, you know, in a huge way over the next year to pull this together, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I'll let everyone know.
Noah would be definitely involved in that. You two need to be.
Yeah, I do have an alumni engagement committee put together right now. So I think those guys would be perfect for that.
Great. Good.
Now, Tom, just for your first point on the photographs, other than what Jay has finally uploaded.
Yeah.
Which other photographs are you speaking about?
Any and every.
I mean, this is a
and Jason project that I want to start tackling, is collecting photographs that we've got from other people, from other events, and just start getting them out there onto our website. Okay.
Oh, got it.
Cool.
All right. Tom, I'm going to have to head out here right
That's
now.
That's cool, man. I appreciate you joining us.
I'm going to drop my number on this little message board on the side here. And so if any of you guys need to reach out to me, please don't be afraid to like call me or anything. Okay.
Thanks, Keenan. I appreciate it.
Good meeting.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care, Keenan.
Okay. All right. Our next. Okay, we're done. Oh yeah, one other thing, Patrick, is just any Any more, do you need any more help on the history project itself, the written history? Do you want me to be doing anything?
No.
Okay. Very good. Appreciate it. I want to get that in Noah's hands when we can too.
Yeah. So and you'll be getting it soon.
Okay, cool. I appreciate it. All right. Next up, our VP Chief Risk Officer, Jordan Feathers. Jordan.
Everybody should have gotten their new PICAP gear in the mail within the last week.
Thank you, Jordan.
Everything fits as you recommended your sizes. Other than that, I really don't have anything else, but we'll be thinking about safety going forward into the alumni weekend and making sure everybody has a good time but stay safe.
Yeah, we're going to want to have just a little plan in place for Friday night event, and then again on Saturday. I'll talk with you offline. We've got a little bit of time to think about that.
Cool.
Thank you. Next up is Craig. I'll just absorb his stuff in my talk. Vice President, Chief Information Officer, Jason Hyatt.
Yes. So we've got some good numbers for Twitter and Instagram, which I've started getting these numbers out each call. But on Twitter, we now have 269 people following, up from, I think, 120 a month and a half ago. So these young kids like their Twitter. Instagram, we're up to 363 followers from about the same. So they've really taken hold. They have access to Instagram and Twitter now. Those of you who are following, they've been sharing pictures, posts, stuff like that. So, you know, we're moving that over. Noah, you have access to that, correct?
No, actually, that's Daniel, our secretary.
Okay, just want to make sure you guys have access at the chapter level. So it's yours. Use it. You know, we're going to keep control of it. We'll keep oversight of it. But, I mean, it seems like you guys have pretty good heads on your shoulders, so I'm really not too concerned. But use it as best you can to leverage, you know, we save these names, WPICAP, with this intent. So, you know, you've got the /WPICAP on Twitter, Instagram. I have one reserved on Snapchat if you guys want to start using it. We're all too old to figure it out and want to mess with it. But if you guys have one or you're starting one, I've got WPICAP already saved. So just let me know. I'll get you guys access to that too, and you can start using it.
Yeah, me and Daniel would definitely like to do that. I've been meaning to get the passwords for Instagram and Twitter to help them out with that stuff. So, yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'll forward it to you. And then if you guys need anything, Noah, we have some technology. You've seen Jotform, the website. No, go. So, you know, you guys have access to that. The website, you want any content out, just let me know. I can get you added to be able to publish stuff on it.
All right.
And I got a kid in the background yelling for my dog.
That's fine. I'm going to go ahead and follow Keenan's lead and put my email and number in this chat box.
Great.
Yeah, so, but other than that, I mean, I don't have much. We've been collecting information, reservations, things like that for the alumni weekend. We just had a conversation. We're working on updating for contributions and everything. But right now, which I'm sure Pat will go over in his, as far as contribution campaigns going. But event registration, I think we have about 20 paid and reserved, but I think there's some more still coming. And then we have 4 or 5 undergrads right now that have RSVP'd. So that's the only thing, though, and I got it out. As of today, we've had 4 people, which I think is pretty good turnaround. So that's all.
Yeah. Those will those numbers will definitely keep going up.
Great.
Good deal. Just real quick, I just want to say this for Allie's benefit. That what we're talking about is the social media presence. We are going to retain the editorial control over the content. We had problems in the past with inappropriate materials being put on our social media sites. So we do have the ability to yank stuff if we need to. But we're also, and Jason, this is something I want to make sure that you truly understand, is we are still going to continue to put stuff out there. I want you to continue to put content on there as it relates to the alumni chapter. So please don't stop doing that. do it in coordination with what the students are doing. We can't stop doing our stuff.
Yeah, probably. No, I guess the only other thing I'd ask is tap somebody in the chapter to kind of spearhead your social media and get them to me, and then we'll kind of work one-on-one. You guys can all communicate together, but that way, you know, if you guys want something on the website, you want something up, or if I'm going to put something, I'll get it together, and we'll have direct communication. So,
yeah, Allie, sounds good.
Allie, over time, we'll make sure that you have the passwords, and certainly also can control some of the content that's on there if anything were to ever show up. But again, these guys are all really good and really sharp. We're not worried about content now. It's down the line.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, great. Jason, thank you very much. Let's move into our Secretary and Chief Communication Officer, John George.
Real quick, next version of newsletter is under production and hoping to get some information back from to profile David Deskins, AP108. And that's where I'm at.
Did you ever find his email?
You know what? I connected on LinkedIn and was able to send him the questions that way. So we're good to move forward.
Okay, good. Good to know. Excellent. Looking forward to seeing that. And then we'll figure out what we're going to do for April. All righty then. Let's move into our Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer report. Brother Patrick E. Folio.
That's right. Don't ever get it wrong.
I never.
Hey, guys. I know. Hey, we have in our current account $15,811.83. So that's a good balance. Where we are in regards to the campaign totals, if the spreadsheet will come up, there it is. Tom and Jason and I went through this, and we're kind of cleaning it up. There was some overlap from stuff that happened last year and some people who have pledged and haven't gotten their money in. But as of right now, we have collected to date $11,871.77, and we still have pledges outstanding of $4,200. So we're going to start tracking those $4,200, those people, and see where they are on getting that money in. So what we need to do is just keep increasing our efforts with people that we have reached out to, and still trying to get some more people to bring money in so we can meet our goals. So that is where we are on that. Any questions on that, on the campaign?
Okay. Yeah, I will say this is Patrick. This is Bob. I was going to say that when you were going to the website and looking at, say, the financial, is that updated with everybody what's on the website?
No, that's why Tom and Chase and I went through the exercise today, and so there were a couple people that were missing, and we're making sure that we get them on there.
Okay, I assume so. All right, and then also I think you alluded to before, I think Tom is also that, like for the higher donation, some of those are past, like from 2017. That's on that on the website too. Is that correct? They're not.
Yes.
Not everybody that's on there. It's 2018. Is that correct?
Correct. So the numbers that I just read to you are numbers that include 2018 donations only. It's not the stuff that we carried over from 2017. There are five donations from 2017 that I think that we've carried over. And so also the outstanding pledges that are still out, that 4,200 also are just 2018.
Okay. So does your 11,871 and change, does that include the 4,200 or that's not inclusive of 4,200?
That include,
no,
does not.
Okay.
So in overall, it's $15,811.83 that we have in pledged or confirmed donations.
Got you.
Right. I'm sorry, Bob. Keep going.
Nope. That's it.
Okay, good. One of the things I've asked Patrick to do for the meeting next month is to contrast what we've collected with the budget and what the need for us to close that $10,000 gap, because we just got to have it, guys. And I'll get into this a little bit in my report, but we got to figure out a way to make that $10,000 appear. So we'll get on it. I've got a few things to say about that. Patrick, do you have anything else?
Yeah, just on the Spring Alumni Weekend, we have a total of 24 people signed up. 4 of those people are associates, and 1 is our new chapter advisor. She just got added.
Hey. Woo!
So, yep, you're going to hang out with a bunch of silly guys that weekend, Allie.
I'm excited. I'm I'm skipping a baby shower for it, which is not a problem with me.
Well, you're actually going to a group of 40 babies. So.
And Allie, well, you have been better. A group of men that have each other as excuses to get out of things like nobody's business.
Yep.
All right, perfect.
40 to 50 associate babies.
No, Noah, we don't look at you as babies. You're fine. All right, cool. That number, I expect to grow. I know that there are guys that are coming that haven't registered. That like always, you know, I'm thinking we're gonna exceed the 30 number like we always do. As we get closer, we'll get guys registered. I'm going to start reaching out to those that I know. I mean, Webster hasn't registered. Turner hasn't registered. Dyson hasn't registered. There's a couple others that are out there that we know will be around. So, I'm not concerned about it. It's going to be a healthy number. And Keenan, has told me that north of 50 associates, will be there. So it's going to be cool. And I'll talk a little bit about that during my report as well. Anything else, Patrick?
No, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. I don't see Eric. Did you join us? No. For just Eric's report, one of the things that I'm just going to mention is the per our constitution, if you'll recall, the strategic planning committee is scheduled to begin work for the next 5 years' goals and objectives for Alfa Rho. Sitting on that committee will be myself, chaired by Eric, provided he is still our COO. It will include Keenan as our associate chapter archon, and will also include Mike Turner, Housing Corporation president, and Allie as our chapter advisor. My thought process on when we're going to start that work is I'll probably gather everybody in Morgantown sometime August, September, before things get really kicking in the semester. We'll gather for sometime Friday, Saturday, and kick that work out and be ready to present it for next year. So that's what we'll do. Any questions on that? Okay. I spoke with our executive vice president, Matt Laffa, who is, again, he's just swamped right now. He just got back from London doing some training over in London. He's doing really well. He wishes he could spend more time with us on these calls and contribute some more work, but just having his presence available is good enough for me right now. He's still going to continue to be around. So, okay, let me go over a couple things, and we're actually doing pretty good on time. I really anticipated a little bit more.
Hey, Tom, can I jump in real quick? I've actually got to get going. I just wanted to say I look really forward to meeting all of you on April 20th.
We look forward to meeting you too, Noah, and I really appreciate it. And again, getting to know Patrick Farley is going to be something that will be helpful for you as well.
Okay, definitely will do.
Okay. Take care, buddy.
You too. Bye.
All right. So first thing I want to talk about is the contribution campaign. And like I said, we've got to figure out a way to do this. And I'm going to reiterate a point that I made last month because it still holds true. The emails are not going to be effective in terms of getting guys to contribute. We have to make personal appeals. And the only way to make personal appeals is for you to pick up the phone and call one or two of the guys that you were friends with in college. Emails, text messaging will not work. You have to literally talk to somebody, let them know what we're doing, let them know where we are, and ask them to help us. And at this point in time, anything will help. So I can't force you guys to do this, obviously, but I'm asking you again, please make an effort to call one, two, or more if you feel like it, inclined guys that you know you'd like, that you're friends with, catch up with them, find out what's going on in their lives, catch them up on what we're doing, how things are progressing, and the fact that we just need support. Because otherwise, we're not going to close the gap. And if we don't close the gap, we're going to have to make some serious decisions about how to cut what we're planning on doing. And I can tell you this: I think we skinnied down the budget to really only take care of the things that we need to do. You know, we're going to be paying for spots in Chicago for Supreme Chapter. We're extending that invitation to the undergraduates and also Allison. And although the national organization pays for a lot of that, we're still going to have expenses associated with that trip. So, you know, that's a big one. We have the ritual equipment that we're going to have to purchase. That's a huge commitment. Then we have to really start thinking about the cost associated with having that that graduate assistant live in the house when we move back in the fall of 19. That's just a humongous cost that we budgeted for that we're going to have to figure out how to do. So again, I'm at this point, I'm begging you to please pick up the phone, have a conversation with an old friend, and in some way, shape, or form, work into the conversation that we need help and that we would really appreciate it if they could give some funds. Does anyone have any questions on that?
Tom, is this going in line with what I talked about a couple of months ago about a group of 5 years? Like most guys probably have a 5 year from when they came in. There was guys who were seniors or vice versa. When you were seniors, guys were freshmen. Connect with people of that era, right? So it should be like eight eras. If we divide 40 divided by five, that's 8 years of. So we ought to have eight enough people from a certain era to get in contact. Like I've got the retargeting group that Pat and I know.
Yeah.
So is there enough guys from certain times that we have a good contact?
Yeah, I think we've got a good thread throughout the course of our history over the last 40 years that we touch each one of those different members. And I'm not asking people to go down the roster and of 4 years before and 4 years after you were initiated and make, you know, 100 calls. I'm asking for two or three. And if you're really ambitious, five, you know, just talk to guys. It's just not that hard. I've done it. Is it the best thing to do to have that conversation? You know, does it feel great to have to ask for the money? No, I'd rather not have to ask that question and ask them for help. But I did. And I'm not patting myself on the back, but the guys that I talked to and asked to give gave. So I know it works. And if you'd each just commit to doing a couple, we'll close that gap. Okay, I have another issue unless there's any other questions, any other discussions on the contribution campaign? Okay, great. I want to make you guys aware of kind of what's going on campus as it relates to other alumni groups and the recent moratorium that was announced a couple months ago. First of all, I think we have, you know, for the work we did starting back in 2015, we're being rewarded for it now. Most of what they're asking and what Dr. Richardson's asking to be done, we've already done. So I feel really good about that. And we can speak now from a position of strength and from a position of experience when we're asked to have conversations. And on that note, about a week ago, I got an email from the Housing Corporation president for Pike. He copied me and several other known alumni leaders and Housing Corporation leaders on campus. And the gist of the email was that Pike wants to have a organized movement and has threatened litigation against WVU for the nature in which they've imposed the summit goals, which is what they're calling it. I responded back and said I would be happy to participate, but hope that we can find a way to avoid, you know, having a contentious relationship with the Office of Fraternity and Sorority Life. That litigation is not going to be the best way to go about trying to accomplish our goals. Mike and I have talked about this, and I think Mike is on there. Mike, if I'm speaking out of turn, please correct me, but Mike's impression of that email was the Pikes are so far in debt with the property that they have that the only thing that they're concerned with is the ability to fill their house so that they can cash flow and pay their mortgage.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I don't agree. I think that a better approach, and I just want to make sure that you guys are aware of how I'm representing us, is that I think if we work with and in partnership with the Office of Fraternity and Sorority Life, what will wind up happening is we will see a greater quality of men coming and joining the fraternities and therefore allowing each one of the fraternities to do a better job at filling their house. But litigation and, you know, confrontation sends a bad message, because I truly believe that the students use that as shade and say, hey, our alumni are fighting this, so we're not going to abide by anything that you're trying to do. I just think it's a terrible thing. So I'm gonna publicly stand with Dr. Richardson and the university to try to make sure that we're in a position to lead and offer constructive solutions based on what we've done over the course of the last few years. So I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware that that's what I was doing. Questions?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Does this have any connection to the alum group that Dr. Richardson put together?
No, it does not. And I sit on that board, by the way. I'm vice president of that alumni board. So it has nothing to do with that.
Okay, so I think that's where you've got your strength, in that you are already participating in an organization working with Dr. Richardson and working with the system on to make life easier. And I think counterproductive to that group's effort even be anywhere near involved in litigious.
Right. I'm a firm believer in the fact that the partnership that we've developed with Dr. Richardson and Jessica Lee and the rest of the Office of Fraternity and Sorority Life is more beneficial to us than taking a position that either supports or somewhat condones the actions or discussions that are taking place within those other organizations. So, Kelly,
do you have any information from AOPI? Have they been involved in any of these conversations?
They have. I mean, I would say any fraternity or sorority that's on campus is aware of the regulations and the plan outrolling, for the next year. As for sororities, I mean, they're following the guidelines just like the fraternities that want to stay on campus. I mean, I think this is a very smart move to follow Dr. Richardson's lead on this, because the more you participate within the university, the better off it's going to be for everyone involved.
Yeah, I agree. That's
another point of conversation, Tom, that you have with the Pikes, is that, any effort whatsoever is going to have to be universal. So if there are organizations on campus that are completely, not willing to participate in that, nothing should go forward like a rogue group.
No, that's the plan. Just so that if there are groups that decide they don't want to participate and be, participants in what's being, they're free to leave. They're free to exit campus. So, And there may be one or two groups that do it, and there may be one or two other groups that don't conform to the specifications or the expectations of what chapters are, and they may not be there for long term. So, you know, again,
just another thought, you know, if they don't, for the fraternities that are on campus right now and sororities that are not participating, like Tom said, they just won't be here after the, you know, the fall semester. But one thing to also keep in mind is the educational guidelines that are going to be in place, like the minimum GPAs, they're going to continue to rise in the efforts of getting the right people in the right houses and the right system of Greek life, you know. And not to say that we have any trouble with PICAP, I don't know what their grades look like right now, but those guidelines will be, you know, raised each year. So I think participating now is only going to set you guys up for a successful future.
Yeah, I completely agree. And just to support that, Allie, just so that you know, we have a minimum requirement of a 2.7 GPA to be initiated. So you can't be initiated into Pi Kappa Phi. It's a national, it's supreme law that you cannot be initiated unless you have a 2.7 GPA. So a 2.7.
But you guys are already ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah. So 2.75 cumulative grade point average to maintain is not a big deal for us, and we're not gonna fight that. Also, just so that you guys know, again, and I had a conversation with Dr. Richardson about it. We're still able to recruit. And I talked to Parker briefly about this today, and we'll move forward with that. I'll talk to the Council of Advisors more in depth about that and how it is. But we're in a good position, guys. That's really what I wanted to convey. So in the interest of time, I just want to move on because the Council of Advisors is going to be jumping on here in a minute. I want to try to finish up the stuff, and then we'll go. Patrick,
Tom,
go ahead.
I'm a little confused. Are we participating in this group or are we not? Because I'm confused if we are.
I am participating in the meeting that he wants to call and to have a voice and a say in what takes place. And I will offer a contrary point. But yeah, as far as gathering and as far as being included in and hearing our voice, they are going to hear our voice. So,
right. Thanks.
Okay. Spring Alumni Weekend, real quick. Again, if you have not registered, and I think everyone has registered who's on this call, Allie, we've got you covered, so don't worry about it. Register if you haven't. One of the things I'm working on right now with Parker is for Friday night is to actually include in a pre-initiation ritual. So it's nothing that's esoteric, obviously. But I think it's going to be a cool way. Parker is working on a couple of ideas to do with us that will participate, and also with the associate members and Allie. It'll be really cool. It'll be something that everybody's going to want to do. I have spoken with the director of catering. We're going to have a better ball, a bigger room, obviously, than we had last year. We'll work on setup and that those logistics I'm still working on. We are good to go with Stepping Stones, guys. They're going to have five families that are joining us, plus whoever we have. It's going to be a pretty cool event. And I even think some of the sorority girls, they're going to be invited and allowed to come and join us for this day. It's going to be a really neat thing. Turner's event, again, Saturday night, we're going to be really careful and make sure that we're Ubering and shuttling up to his house because we can't have that many cars, but Mike's already planning a cool night and cool event for us there. So looking forward to it. Again, if you can, and you're making these phone calls anyway for the contribution campaign, try to get a couple guys to commit to coming in. It's going to be such a cool weekend. I mean, really, really. We've done such great weekends the last couple of years just by ourselves with the alumni. When you add in the associate members, man, it's going to be just amazing. So please try to talk it up and let's push the registrations. Beyond that, that's all I've got for my report. And let's move into old business. John, any old business?
No, we're clear.
Okay, great. And I'm going to open up new business where we're going to do the nominations for offices for the year 2018 to the year 2020. John, did you receive any emails from members nominating anyone in particular?
I did not get any nominations.
Okay, nor did I. So we're going to open up the nominations for all of the offices. Now, again, the offices, the elected offices are the historian, the vice president, chief risk officer, vice president, fundraising, vice president, chief information officer, secretary, chief communications officer, treasurer, chief financial officer, our vice president, chief operating officer, executive vice president, and president. So I'm hereby opening up nominations that will be open now through, John, I think it's 48 hours before. Is that when constitutionally? I think it's 48 hours. I apologize. I don't have that in front of me.
So, I'll get that answer.
We'll keep these open. And if anyone else has a nomination by way of email, I'll let anybody know. I am hereby nominating each one of you to continue in the positions that you have. Patrick Farley for historian, Jordan Feathers, Vice President Chief Risk Officer, Craig Winkleman is our VP Fundraising, Jason Hyatt is our VP Chief Information Officer, John George is our Secretary Chief Communications Officer, Patrick Folio for Treasurer Chief Financial Officer, our Chief Operating Officer Eric Baldwin, Matt Locker for Executive Vice President. Can I have a second on my motion, please?
Second.
Thank you. That was a second from 67. I heard from Baldwin and he accepted the nomination. Is there anyone that does not accept their nomination? If you say, I'll kill you. But anyone does not accept their nomination. Wonderful.
I just checked 5 days before the meeting, the nominations have to be in.
I'm sorry?
5 days before the meeting, nominations must be in.
Okay, very good. Thank you. We'll make sure that we communicate that. And so the last office is the Office of President, Chief Executive Officer. Are there any nominations?
I nominate Tom Begley.
Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Thank you, Patrick. I will accept that nomination. Great.
Damn.
Shut up.
I was on mute.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Is there anyone else on the call that would like to put another name into nomination for any of the positions? Okay, wonderful. All right. I just closed. Is there any other new business, John?
No, we're good.
Okay, wonderful. All right, guys, I'm going to open up the floor to any members in good standing and Allison as well who would like to say anything else before we adjourn the call. Thanks to you guys who have made this call happen and to keep it almost on time. I'm pleased. Our next meeting, not our conference call, is Saturday, April 20th, 10 o'clock in the Mountain Lair. Jason, Shenandoah Room? Shenandoah Room. Shenandoah Room.
Hey, Tom, that's actually the 21st.
21st. My apologies. Saturday, April 21st, 10 o'clock is when we'll have our annual alumni chapter meeting. That's it. Can I have a motion to adjourn the alumni chapter meeting?
So move.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
So move.
67, can I have a second? Without objection, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, boys, and Allie very much. And Allie, stick on the call, and we'll wait for the others to join us.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
I'm going to stop recording and start again so that your call will be on a fresh recording.
Okay, perfect.